Comedy radio program. We'll run down the boneheads of the week here in a second. And in the sports coming up, a former Kanata junior A player spoils the party for the Ottawa Senators.
He certainly did.
Last night. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's his name?
Patrick Sharp.
You know you're stupid.
You poor, really pathetic sharp. Bonehead.
Oh, like some people.
I got boner.
Doc and Woody think it's funny. It's time for Bonehead.
Randall's bonehead. Making fun of me because I tried to push a button and I completely missed the button.
You almost got out of your chair, man. You have to see this to believe it. It's Friday, though.
It's like I closed my eyes and tried. I think I can hit the button. All right, here's what we have for Boneheads of the Week. We have the entire town of Hanover, Ontario.
Yes.
Who thought that they were living in a dry county. They didn't serve booze. They didn't have a liquor store or a beer store or a pub that served booze since the 1880s, since Canada's prohibition. And
I bet they never had a tourist either.
What a boring town.
Oh, my God. So somebody on city council said, you know, it's 2014. Why don't we allow drinking in this town? So they got some lawyers involved to have a look at the laws to see how they go about it too. And the lawyers came back and said, you know, you guys have never been dry. You've been able to drink all along.
What?
So what? They broke out the booze there at city council and just got hammered.
And now they're called Hangover Ontario.
We have a guy who was at a Halloween party on Saturday night dressed as a zombie. And around 8:30, he decided to go out into the street and scare drivers. He was promptly run over by the first car that saw him.
Good idea, Pete.
This isn't supposed to be funny.
Well, it's funny. Well, it's funny. I don't know. I mean, come on. The person saw a zombie. What do you do when you see a zombie coming at you? You get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
So it was actually a hit and run. They didn't find the driver.
If it's a zombie, you run over it, then you back over it, then you run over it.
Then there we have our dumb criminals. Guy goes out and steals a TV set from somebody's home. First time he's ever stolen anything. And then inadvertently butt dials 911. And you can hear him talking about how he stole the TV and where they're going to go next.
911, state your emergency.
You basically robbed me, dude. That was a drill on right for a minute.
You know what? That's the first thing I've stolen.
Yeah, we picked up this TV supposedly. And if we wheeled out of the house, we should have gotten a lot more. You know what? I look at it like this. We got away safe, clean.
And there's his personal soundtrack.
We rolled over to Hervey Street and took it out of the house. Look at it this way. Yeah,
we
scot free and clean.
So, of course, the operator at 911 is writing everything down.
You know, if you decide to be a criminal, remove 911 from your speed dial.
You would think so, yeah. You don't want to butt dial that.
No.
Two more nominees here. One is a class action nomination for all those people who take selfies with bears at national parks. It's a thing to do. I've seen three of them this week online. And each one, they're getting closer and closer to the bear in question. One of these times, that bear is going to just... Because, I mean, your back's to the bear when you're taking the selfie.
Yeah.
So you'll actually get a shot of the bear coming in to bite your head off.
And they move. They can move.
Oh, yes, they can.
And it's the thing to do.
And we're nominating a baseball great by the name of Jose Canseco, who visits our town at least once a year for a charity event. Jose was cleaning his pistol at the kitchen table and didn't realize it was loaded. Ended up shooting off his finger. Oops.
The middle finger.
Middle finger. He'll never be able to give anybody the finger again. When you're cleaning your gun, of course, you're supposed to make sure that it's not loaded. Yeah, that's the first thing you would do there.
He may have shot off his finger, but that won't stop him from shooting off his mouth.
You got that right.
Oh, he's Jose Canseco.
He's Jose Canseco. Yeah.
But is he Bonehead of the Week? You guys are voting right now online for 500 Shea Nation points at Shea106.com.